This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. J. Edgar Hoover called her the most dangerous woman in America. At the turn of the 20th century, Emma Goldman was also one of the most famous women in America. Red Emma, the fiery, outspoken anarchist and labor organizer, passionately admired and despised. And she is the subject of a new rock opera opening tomorrow night at Santa Fe's Armory for the Arts. The show is a collaboration between composer Jeremy Blyke and our guest this morning, librettist and director Sarah Jane Moody. Sarah Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Great to have you back.
Thank you.
I know you've been fascinated with Emma Goldman since you were a child. What made you think that she would be a good subject for a rock opera?
She was a very prolific writer and speaker, and she documented everything. And her words have a musicality to them. So the entire opera is in her own words that she either wrote or spoke. She was fueled by passion and fueled by love. The name of the show is Love and Emma Goldman, a Rock Opera. And the very first word sung in the show is love. And I wanted to really push that passion and that love that she fueled everything she did with, because she was incredibly magnetic and charismatic and was so passionate about her beliefs that it was almost contagious.
Now, you mentioned, Sarah Jane, that all the words are from Emma Goldman's writings. What are these sources?
Well, she wrote up to 10 letters a day. So almost all of her personal letters are published. So that there's a huge stack of her writings. All of her speeches are published. She spoke publicly several times a month all over the country,
right,
for up to 10,000 people at a time. So between her essays, her autobiography, her speeches, her letters, there's mountains and mountains of writings of hers.
You have collaborated several times before with Jeremy Blyke, composer.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music has he created for this show?
Well, you know, we call it a rock opera. Rock and roll has a pretty wide definition for us. So there's the rock and roll part for sure. There are arias, there's ballads, there's five-part choral a cappella canons. There's a lot of Eastern European kinds of klezmer Jewish style music.
Mm-hmm. Her background,
yes,
is Eastern European.
Yeah, exactly. So really a whole lot. I mean, it's all over.
When you were conceiving this, I know you've been thinking about this show for a long time and had a lot of ideas about it and expectations for the show. What are you hoping, Sarah Jane, that people are going to take away from this show?
You know, the idea of political theater is kind of a taboo, and it's not something that I've been an activist my whole life and work in theater. So it's funny that I have even the stigma about political theater. I think the thing about political theater is that people are telling you what to think and what, you know, they're pushing their agenda on you. And me as a librettist and a director for this production, it was really important to let the audience decide how they feel, to not tell the audience what to think. So one thing I'm really looking forward to is just sharing Emma Goldman's words, her life from a historic perspective with an audience in this singing and dancing and high energy kind of way. And I think people are going to be really blown away. It's been an incredible process, and rehearsals have been amazing.
Sarah Jane Moody is the librettist and director of Love and Emma Goldman, a rock opera. It opens tomorrow night and gives 5 performances this weekend at Santa Fe's Armory for the Arts, 1050 Old Pecos Trail. For tickets or information, go to wisefoolnewmexico.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah Jane.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.